Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we show you how to build relationships that rock. And when I say rock, I mean rock. I've always been a big heavy metal fan, and why not be able to work that in everything I do? I love the music, and I love helping people build relationships. Hi, this is Scott Farrell, and welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast. You know, we help people build relationships that rock. So if you're a modern family, step family, blended family, or just a plain family, you've come to the right place. Sit back, relax, get ready to take a couple notes, and get ready to rock and roll. Tonight's episode is episode one, titled, Why Do Rock and Roll Stars Trash Hotel Rooms? Anyone that's a follower of rock and roll knows that a lot of these guys get in a hotel room, get drunk, party, do lots of other things we can't discuss here on the podcast, and for some reason, they like to tear up the hotel room, bash out the windows, tear up the lamps, smash a little furniture, smash bottles all over the walls. Why do they do that? What would possess someone to go into someone else's property and destroy it just in the name of rock and roll? Well, that's what I want to talk about tonight. So I want to put a little twist on it because it's got a lot to do with your family and your children and their future. You know, a lot of times people will email me or call me or stop me somewhere out in public and ask me two questions. Why is discipline so important with children, and how do you do it if you do discipline? Now, anyone that's been to a little league football, basketball, or baseball game has seen lots of kids running around the area with absolutely no supervision and no discipline. I sat at a little league game not long ago, and I'm not going to say which sport, and I watched a father repeatedly ask his son to stop doing something. He was actually spitting on his mother with ice. Well, he asked him five times. The kid never listened, and for an hour I sat there watching, and the kid still never listened. And I thought back to when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, and that was in the late 60s, early 70s. And I thought to myself, man, if I would have done that to my mom and my dad was sitting there, I'm 40-ish, my head would still be rolling down the sidewalk to this day. 30 years later, my dad would have smacked me in the head so hard. What's changed? What's going on? Why is it important to discipline your children? Well, that's what I want to cover. If you're a believer in God, if you're a believer in Christ, if you believe that there's a creator, you understand, if you've even read the Bible, that to discipline your children is an obedient act to God, and to not discipline your children is an act of disobedience to God. He disciplines us. He expects us to discipline our children. But why? Why do they turn into the rock star that trashes the hotel room? Here's why. They don't have any self-discipline because they didn't receive the right kind of discipline when they were kids. The reason we discipline kids or children or ourselves is success in the long run. Always think of long picture, marathon runner. Marathon runners train and train and train for 26 miles. They don't sprint. They have a pace that they follow. Life's a marathon. You want your kids to be disciplined enough in the long run to be successful in whatever they choose to be successful in. But if you don't give them the discipline early, they will not achieve those results, and they become that rock star that destroys everything in sight, including their own lives. So why is discipline important? Because without it, you can't be successful. Let me go back over that. Without discipline, you can't be successful. Discipline is an act of love. Discipline has nothing to do with feelings. It's about behavior. Remember to separate that. It's not about the person and the will of the person. It's just about the act that the person did right then that you didn't like or you asked them not to do that needs to be corrected. Two reasons for discipline. Temper a child's self-will or halt destructive patterns of behavior, i.e. destroying a hotel room. How do you do it? What's the proper way to discipline a child? One, discipline with respect. Remember, don't do it in an emotional state. Don't do it angry. And when you do it, only focus on the behavior, not the child as a person. Don't attack the person's will, only address the behavior that they did. I don't like it when you. The punishment for that is. Don't attack the person personally. Second, don't compare him or her to siblings or other people. And don't use the words, you never, you always. No definites. Nobody's ever going to, always going to be one thing, or no one's, you never, ever, ever, ever. Well, sometimes they do. So be careful of that. Don't attack them personally. Don't use never. Don't use always. That's a double negative. I understand that, but this is not language class. And say it and mean it. If you say it, in other words, the father I was talking about talked to that kid five times, the child never listened to him. If you're going to say it, if you do this, I'm going to do this. Mean it. Don't give the child five times. Don't count to five. Once is enough. If they don't listen at that one time, go ahead and address the issue and correct the behavior. It's simple as that. So if you don't want your kids to grow up to be rock stars that trash hotel rooms of people they don't know, even though they got the checks, the cash, and the ability to pay for it, do the following things. Remember, focus on the behavior. The only reason we do discipline is to temper someone's self-will and halt destructive patterns of behavior. How you do it? Show respect. Only go after the behavior, not the person's will. Don't use the words you always and you never. And if you say it, mean it. And thanks for joining me today on Modern Family Rules. You can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. And you connect with me on Facebook or my website, Modern Family Rules. You know, I welcome questions and comments. If you got something to say, please email me at info@modernfamilyrules.com. Remember, we help you build relationships in that modern family, that blended family, that step family, that family period, that rock. Take care. See you next time.